Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. I've been on staff here at Mountain Brook Baptist since 2016, and I'm married to Matt, and we have two children, Eliza, Ruth, and Theodore. And right now, we are working our way through our Advent devotional guide. We're journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways that we see light break through the darkness from creation in Genesis to new creation. Today is Sunday, December 15th. We are about halfway through our devotional guide, and I'll be reading Psalm 88 for us today from the English Standard Version. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You've caused my companions to shun me. You've made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eyes grow dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You've caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. I have a confession to make. I actually kind of like the Lament Psalms. As a person who can tend towards melancholy and feeling all of the big feelings, I love the honesty and the rawness. I love their vulnerability. I love how they model prayer for us in a way that is authentic and goes deeper than a laundry list of pleases and thank yous offered to God in a ritualistic sort of way. But Psalm 88 makes even me uncomfortable. You see, other lament psalms have some note of redemption, some tiny sliver of light peeking through the darkness. The psalmist will bring his request to the Lord, explain the situation with transparency, and ask the Lord for his help. And then he will recommit his faith in the Lord, trusting that he is good and able. But Psalm 88 ends with darkness, literally. After the psalmist recounts his complaints and desperation, he ends the psalm by saying that darkness is his only companion because he has been deserted by his friends and feels forsaken by God himself. We don't know the original context here, but I could imagine a psalm like this being written by the Israelites during exile. As they watched the temple's destruction, saw friends and family face torture and death, and experienced persecution in a foreign land under oppressive leaders, they must have also felt forsaken by God. And while Israel deserved exile for breaking their covenant with the Lord, despite his repeated warnings and calls to return to him, there were faithful Israelites living in the land who had to face the consequences for their nation's sin, people like Jeremiah. Sometimes we suffer because of our sins. Sometimes we suffer because of the sins of others. And sometimes there is simply no reason given for our suffering. We aren't God, and we just don't always understand. So what is it that we do with a psalm like this? Well, first, I think this psalm models honest, persistent prayer, continually coming before the Lord. Being real, dropping the pretenses, and being honest with God because he is big enough to take our feelings. Second, I think this psalm points us to Jesus. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you might remember Jesus prayed and asked God to take away the cup of suffering. And on the cross, Jesus cried out to God and felt like he had been forsaken by his Father. And while we know the end of the story and how dawn came for Christ on Easter morning as he was raised to life, we also remember that Jesus knows what it's like to suffer. to be abandoned by your closest companions, and to feel like darkness has had the final word. He faced that darkness for us, and he is with us even in the darkness. Would you pray with me? Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are listening to this podcast. I don't know their hearts. Perhaps they are in a season of rejoicing, a season of gratitude, but perhaps they are in a season of darkness. Lord, and in the darkness, we trust that you are big enough to take our feelings, that you long for us to come to you with our burdens and with our request, and that you hear our prayers. Lord, and even when we pray and our prayers may not be answered in the ways that we hope, we are reminded that you are with us in the darkness and that you promise this is not the end for any of us who are in Christ. We thank you for Jesus who faced the darkness for us, and because of him, for the reminder that darkness will not have the final word over those who are sealed, God's children. We pray this in your name. Amen.